From 30 for 30 Podcast and The Undefeated, the life and legacy of South LA rapper Nipsey Hussle. I'm Justin Tinsley, senior reporter for The Undefeated. In this four-episode series, I explore the shared experiences of life as a black man in America with Nipsey's brotherhood of NBA players.
Life is a marathon. You gotta keep it going.
Hustle and motivate. If that ain't like the ethos of being an elite athlete, I don't know what is.
This is the King of Crenshaw. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What up,
doe?
You're
what's good with it? Power to go.
Man, you already know. We back!
Anytime I'm here, I feel like it's Friday, though.
Yeah. Like, you want to be like, it's Friday.
Yeah, anytime I'm here, I feel like it's Friday. Like,
hey, it's the day before game day. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, what the? It's one of those days, man. It's one of those days.
Oh, look who's back.
Who's back?
Who's in here?
Y'all heard the voice. I was like, oh, who is that?
That raspy guy's back on.
That raspy guy.
Last week.
He said, that raspy guy.
That lucky left.
The Midwest. Lucky lefty.
The
Ohio
Midwest definitely
own,
representing
baby.
Strong. We got two Midwest, two West Coast. What's better than that?
Oh, what
you
is?
You can't find a podcast better.
Straight up, you can't.
And we got Tecate. That's that, you know, that's that flavor of the week. That's the flavor of the week for sure.
So put on to that.
Hands down. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I gave you some more tabs.
Oh, I didn't even see that. My bad.
He already hooked you up.
Look at that.
I got you set up, my boy. Don't even trip.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Mark, welcome back.
Yeah, thank Mark. You. What's up?
He's on hiatus. He came back with a fresh cut.
Yeah.
Got the dippers a little bit.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. He got a brush a little more.
It's a lake. It ain't an ocean.
Facts.
Yeah. Facts.
I can't even lie. The last 2 weeks, I was like, I don't even give a damn.
You just letting it do its thing?
Mm-hmm. You ought to be respect. On like...
I say the stress of work.
Mm. Yeah, it looked like you came from a job interview with a fresh cut like that, man.
No, I came fresh from the shop after work.
Oh, all right.
Just for the
fair
show.
Enough,
just on time
enough.
For the show.
For the show or for the weekend?
Job interviews.
Nah, that's a win. You been solid, though?
I've been solid.
Good, man. Quality day.
Just getting ready for the Super Bowl.
What?
Oh, yeah. We getting ready for the Super Bowl already.
Oh. Where?
Already?
Yeah.
Who? What team?
My company.
Oh, the company. Oh, I'm like.
Oh, I'm about to
bro,
say.
Bro, I was like, it's September.
Who you like this early? I mean, your fantasy team like, must be ready.
No, this is all work related.
Like, Super Bowl.
We getting ready to turn the entire city of LA into Super Bowlville.
And I got
ready.
VIP tickets.
Oh,
right
I get it. Because Super Bowl here this
uh-huh.
year.
Yeah. February.
Factual.
February, Super Bowl come to town.
Yeah. Dang, you getting ready. So y'all gonna be shutting
shit. I thought you
were
talking about Lakewood with the Super Bowl coming this year.
Yeah.
You understand me.
You understand me.
You
don't know.
I don't even
know
what the clap is, but
this one right here, I got you.
Yeah.
See, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, usually we ask, PB asking, how was the week? But the week just feels like it's barely getting over that hump.
Literally, we forgot that. Hey, see, I felt cooked.
I thought it turned it on.
I felt cooked.
The mic was just hot. That's why I thought it was burning up in the room. Just hot on the mic.
Straight up.
You got the four musketeers. We add one.
Oh,
that's right.
All right. I respect it.
We adding a blacker one.
The darkest damn. One.
We go the darkest.
All shades.
Literally.
All shades, same language. I don't think, Fern, you know Spanish. You know a little bit.
Si comprende.
Ooh.
I got you there. Hey, DP knows Spanish too.
Si, yo sabe. Come on now. You
I still
me.
Like American tacos. I haven't switched over yet. I need cheddar cheese.
Hey, he likes
ground
the one
beef,
from
and lettuce.
You know,
that's what goes on tacos.
Glory days
with those
ground
tacos.
Beef.
No,
y'all,
you don't like carne asada tacos?
This is the land of cojita cheese. I don't mess with cotija. See? I don't like that. That's like
I've been out here 5 years, dog. I got assimilated.
Oh my god, that's like powdered dust. It's like, oh man,
powdered dust.
Powdered dust. It's not.
Powdered
hey, by the
dust.
Way, cheers, fellas.
Oh, yeah, cheers. Oh, cheers. Like cheers. Dustin says, oh, damn, y'all went with that one, huh?
Yeah, look each other in the eye, man.
The one you avoided.
Yeah. The drinking chats. Drink chats and sports, baby. Yeah. Y'all know the vibes.
So and welcome to Wednesdays.
Welcome to Wednesdays.
Actually,
Wednesdays.
Welcome back to Wednesdays.
We were Wednesdays.
We were
Wednesdays.
Y'all going to learn why y'all switched back up?
Oh, because my daddy died and I was gone for like months.
Wait, so y'all switched to Friday?
Yeah, when we came back.
And now y'all back to Wednesdays.
Back to Wednesdays. Yep. High school football,
baby. High school football, you know, the takeover.
Because it's opening week.
Yeah.
Home opener.
Straight up.
And we had LBC, you got to do quote unquote.
Hey, but you know why? Because we're going to sell that shit out.
Straight up.
Shit. They need the bigger stands out there.
So I heard we get great attendance for Lakewood football games.
Yeah.
We didn't have a great show out for that first one, maybe because it was too far. And it
3
was
p.m.
Middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
Yeah, it was burning
but
out.
I want to see what the community bringing out for
you gonna
this
see
team.
You're going to see the line around the little, you know, parking lot, all that.
Is all that tailgating included?
Usually when we're at home, the fans tailgate, but we're not at home.
I want to know how many wins it's going to take to shut down the city. I'm talking about put the sign out, be back after the game.
Oh, you're talking about Texas high school.
No, I'm talking about Lakewood, California. I want to be able to shut the 562 down with our team.
Ooh, the 908 coming out. Straight up. The 908. Not even the 562, the 908, because I know some area code be 714.
213.
You know.
323.
381-330-8104,
baby. Hit my Jones up.
Hey, what's up? We here. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Fern, so far, midpoint.
Man. Y'all saw me today, man. I walked in the office pissed.
He did.
You know, people was, I swear my arm was a piece of chicken. People was gnawing on my shit. We good, you know. Work was a little cool. Hey, but. That don't matter because we here now having some drinks, living life. We're getting ready for game day off tomorrow. Blessed with the interview. Thanks to my boy DP.
Do it.
So we here, you know, so only looking forward to the future and the now.
Yeah. For Malik, what's up?
Oh, man, just another great week. Yeah. Kicking it off. Scheming and Demon.
Scheming and Demon.
On the offense for this Lakewood as well as just keeping the vibes up, man.
Always.
I think, with this weather looking so good every day, how do you not love being out here, you know?
Factual.
And on top of that, we still keeping it strong with the Anora whiskey, man.
We're
getting it out in California and everywhere possible. It's good for all events, man. You know?
I need some at the house, man.
The humble promo. Hey, I love it. Look at me.
I got a
lucky lefty, baby.
Hey, so Mark wasn't here. Just put Mark on Anora real quick. Or whoever wasn't listening.
We already had a little chat about it, but we talking about...
I need a bottle at the house.
We talking about that 21% rye bourbon mash. Ooh, you know,
get
toasted with that Irish toast. Got a little bit of vanilla, that caramel, that butterscotch. It's called the Second Communion. You know, you go to church on Sunday, talk to God, and then you go home and talk to Anora.
Bless
the bottle. It's going to fit for all occasions, breakup, makeups, and everything in between, man. Go get you some Anora.
You understand me? And listen, I had the opportunity to taste Anora for the first time. Let my uncle taste it, let my auntie taste it, and listen. It was fantabulous. It was fantabulous. You put that thing in a little shot glass. Don't shoot it. You better sip that joint. Listen, smooth enough to sip, strong enough to put a cube in.
That's right. No chaser, baby.
Chaser.
All right.
We drinking it straight because if you disrespect it with some Sprite, you're looking crazy.
Yeah, we looking at you like, what?
And the best part about it, we take that hangover out. So, you know, all these game wins we're going to have.
Come on now.
That after party is going to be feeling better on Saturday and Sunday.
Why? Because we drinking what?
We drinking at a Anora Lucky Lefty.
Come on, baby.
That's right.
Talk to them nicely.
That's right, man. Shout out to our team, man. I can't stop talking about what we got
going on now.
Over there in Lakewood, California, man. Something very special brewing. Yeah. The kids is loving it. Every day we get new team members.
Factual.
Question for the coaching staff.
Yeah.
On each side of the ball, who are two or three standouts that everybody should be on the lookout for this year? Who's going to
go D-line, back end, offense.
Oh, yeah, back.
All right.
This right now?
Yeah, like going into this year.
Be on the lookout for my junior DN, Noah Mallon. At practice, we call him, you know, one of the Bosa brothers.
For real.
He looks just like him.
Oh, yeah, he cold.
He a baller.
And he do whatever you need him to. He playing punter for us, tight end.
Okay.
He's on all special teams. So, Noah Mallon,
does it all with a smile.
Two-star, three-star, four-star, five-star, what we talking?
Hey, man.
Enough to win tomorrow.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Enough stars to get through tomorrow.
The stars don't matter, really.
That's a diamond in the rough right there.
Straight up.
Respect to them.
I'm gonna have to go with my guy that I just dropped off at the crib. We was chopping for a little bit. My boy Pudi Rodriguez, man.
Pudi.
My boy Pudi Rodriguez.
We ain't gonna drop the government. Yeah, we ain't gonna drop the government.
Yeah, you know, when you see him out there, know he in that seven. Yo. You know, seven piece, extra ranch. He on that island, you know what I mean? And I'm he gonna have a good game tomorrow.
Right. Yup.
He's gonna have a good game. He got a penalty that got him ejected last week.
Bullshit penalty.
But he got that penalty.
Head to head.
Being too real. Just too real.
Punt team, you know, you just the going ref, back. The ref, you know,
the ref couldn't handle said, the swag, so yeah. He had to kick him out the game.
Excessive football playing.
Excessive swag.
Okay.
That's so, all that was.
So he just came to do what he was meant to do.
Straight
and,
up.
And hey, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, basically. Right, and sure. before Malik goes, and I know we skipped a part of the defense.
Oh, facts. The linebackers.
Hey, we gonna go with the nitty gritty, you know, linebacker / whatever else you need him to do. Travis Perryman playing with a full glove on his arm, a 5-pound glove because he broke his hand. Still balling.
Still right. Clubbing. We be clubbing.
Yeah, that's the leader of the team.
Hey, that's the issue we should play.
We be clubbing.
Yeah, I got y'all.
Yeah, Travis gonna get it done, man. I think he's gonna have a great game tomorrow as well. I predict him forcing a turnover.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, or I should say getting a takeaway.
Okay.
Scrappy dude, you know, we got him playing something special tomorrow. Okay. You know, just to kind of utilize his ability. So he gonna do his thing. All
right, for sure.
100%. And I got two standouts. One of them is a 6-foot.
There you go.
Chocolate guy.
Oh.
Football knowledge and IQ is on top of the world.
Yeah.
Been a little bit everywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going with my defensive coordinator, DP.
Oh, there we go.
I think that's a guy to look out
my
for.
There you go.
We got a good week to bounce back from.
Facts.
And the type of passion and energy he's bringing for that defense and what we did this week.
Love.
I feel bad for North Torrance.
Love.
All
right. I appreciate that, bro.
That's right. And then that other guy.
Talk to him.
6'1", black man out of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh.
You're talking about somebody with the knowledge of Bill Belichick on Madden.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With a little skill like Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Skills, boy.
We're going to have our quarterback in our offense 400 yards passing and running.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
Sheesh. Offense going to look great tomorrow.
That's right.
1,000 yards.
We're looking to
offense.
Break the school record.
Come That's on. Right.
370 points.
Yeah.
That's 30 points a game.
Easy.
So we got some making up to do.
We
got to
catch up a little bit. That's it.
But we ready. We ready to take it all.
Can't wait.
Okay.
And listen, if you free tomorrow night, 7:30, pull up. Veteran Stadium.
Long Beach City College.
We got raffles.
7:30?
We got hot dogs and all the entertainment
burgers.
You need. Half of football is entertainment. I'll tell you what, we got one of the most entertaining teams
in
the 5-6.
Come on now.
And then even when we're not on the field, the band going to be rocking.
Band going crazy.
We still going to be on the field because we going to be rocking.
Because what else you going to do on a Friday night?
Thursday night.
Thursday
exactly.
night. Even better.
Ain't no Thursday night football.
Are y'all still watching SmackDown?
Yeah.
No.
What's going on?
Y'all got family night?
No.
Y'all got work in the morning?
Probably.
Yeah, we got.
Probably.
Yeah,
but listen,
you
got to
come out and support the 560. How do you not? How do you
exactly.
not support what we got going on, man? This is a family community involved.
Yeah.
And we bring the best of the best. Coach Utupo, shout out Coach Utupo.
Shout out, J.U.
Put the best coaching staff in America together.
No bull.
Okay. Something you can't even find on the video game.
The
man.
Avengers.
Thanos. He's Thanos. We're the Stones.
Now, question for the out-of-state, out-of-town listeners. Mm-hmm. Is there any way for everybody to tap in and like watch the game? Is it going to be streamed online anywhere?
We in person only, just like Kanye's events.
Yeah.
You got to come get a ticket. Come show up.
No lie. I do all the social media shit for Lakewood. So we just got someone talking about they can stream our games. But I think that's something we got to talk about as a staff.
Because
we want to make sure it's quality stuff. We don't want no C-plus stuff. We want A-plus only.
Like that's this program here.
Yeah, for sure.
And the good news, you know, at some point it's actually going to do our games. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and we looking forward to that. I know Keith is listening. Mikel's listening.
Yeah. Either listening or watching.
One or the other.
All eyes on us.
You know what I'm saying? But I believe Max Preps usually does a good job of kind of updating the score and things like that. But on Twitter, you guys need to go ahead and follow the 562.org.
Facts.
JJ.
Mike.
They get it done for us. They give us the...
They give us the full like breakdown of our games, every drive, every big play. And then if, let's say you didn't make it to the game, they give us a full video recap the next morning.
Facts.
Well, you'll find us doing big things. Humbly.
That's right. You're not gonna find a better media outlet source covering Lakewood football outside of our guy Coach Fern. You talking about hands on primary source point of view.
Come on now.
Yeah, not only is he in the trenches.
Oh, come on
but
now.
But he's behind that camera too.
Straight up.
And the man low key is a DJ. Let's talk about his warm up playlist.
Listen, his playlist go his playlist crazy
in the warm up.
Y'all see me right here on the instrumentals.
Go crazy. Yeah, we right. Listen, as soon as music became involved, you know, Fern started coming more. We don't need to do it. He's going to do it.
Hey, don't worry. Y'all haven't even seen. Are you seen a little bit of it?
I got a glimpse.
The pregame playlist for tomorrow, boy.
Going crazy.
Malik, you going to throw on your helmet and start warming up.
I'm upset that we're not at the stadium yet. I look at that stadium every day. Our field is ready.
Our field is ready.
Like, what they just need to lay the track.
Y'all got grass or turf?
Turf.
We got Ohio State turf. Different greens and shit.
Different greens. Bro. And our head coach, Justin, said he got on it. And it's that like new technology. That, like, observed.
Oh, it's the bouncy one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quality.
We're going to have players looking like some superheroes out there.
Ooh, straight up.
Ooh, Flash.
But we got to talk about, though, pregame rituals, because I know everybody
got
this
one. Okay, that's perfect. I like that.
I wanted to bring it up specifically because.
Classy.
Appreciate it.
I wanted to bring it up because does it change from player to coach? Because I feel like my week one ritual wasn't right like it was when I was a player.
Okay.
And it may contribute to why we didn't come out with that dub yesterday.
So, and you talking about your personal pregame ritual. Oh, yeah, it for sure changes from player to coach.
Yeah.
100%.
Mine doesn't change
even
too
the music
much,
changes.
Yeah.
I'm like Phil Collins on a coaching night.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like a Waka Flocka as a player, and it's just
hard in the paint.
It just don't go together, and I feel like I need to find that in between, because that shit's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was geeked Friday.
Oh, man.
Bro, I ain't even gonna stud you. I'm on the way. I'm on the freeway, bro. I'm playing some shit. I'm playing G Herbo. I'm going crazy, bro. I'm in the car like, somebody called me, bro, and I ignored it because I'm in the zone.
Somebody give me a jersey, bro.
On everything.
I felt the same way. Like, that's how I usually be.
Yeah.
And then HC and wife asked me if they could ride with me.
Oh,
and I was like,
right, you had to tone it down a little
I was
bit.
Like, yeah, we was having conversations instead of me listening to music.
Okay. Hey,
but you bet, when I got there, AirPods went in, and I was just like,
That's right.
God, going crazy.
Do y'all still get the same nerves, though?
Yeah, as you did
when you played?
Yeah.
I feel like it's different for
it's
me.
Different.
I think I get a little bit more, because as a player, I knew what I was going to go out there and do. Right. Right here, I can't really, I can put them in the place, but are they going to do what I'm doing, what right. I'm telling them
that's
to
true.
Do?
I try to be encouraging enough for the players, because all of us kind of been there and done that.
Yeah, facts.
And for me, it's almost like it's a refreshing feeling being able to just have a hand behind the people that are really doing it this time.
Facts.
So question to everybody here.
Yeah.
As part of your pregame rituals, what is something that you have to do
before I knew that was coming.
What's something that you got to do?
So as a player, I had to walk around the field 3 times, and I had to tape my wrist pregame, but I would untape them during the actual kickoff, because I feel like I get that rush, so I'll be like, I'll be ready, ready to go.
Mm.
And as a coach now, it's like, man, I just be getting my fit out the day before, like first day of school, making my shit, you know, press laid and put to
got
the
them,
side.
Got
you
them
know?
Vape short or pants and everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but it's like now, what do you even say to players before they run out? Usually, I wasn't a big rah-rah right before the game, because I'm like, everybody got to focus on their thing.
Facts.
But now, I'm a coach, so
you got to channel something different.
Are you in their ear a lot, or you let them vibe out to the kickoff? It's a fine line for me.
So, for me, like, as a player, it was, and I told Fern this before, I used to listen to what was it? 3-peat. I used to listen to 3-peat while Lil Wayne.
Hey, I feel that.
I used to listen.
It's a good one.
Bro, my senior year, before every game.
Yeah.
In high school, every game. In college, it was start making playlists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
making them CDs back then.
Yeah. On everything.
Shit. If you had a made CD
or a made CD
for the car, a custom one. Yeah. Now I ain't gonna lie, I had a couple because you know. Situations would be different.
Of course.
Had a Trey Songz mixtape.
Got to.
For the women?
For the shorties, because, you know, at 16, I was driving, so I had the Trey Songz
just
in case.
Yeah, you could there bumping Lil Boosie.
That's
like.
Right. Then I had the Kendrick Lamar Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
And then I had the J. Cole little mixtape. That's when the warm-up. But mixtapes was everything.
Mixtapes was going. So, like, in college, my thing was, like you, I had to take my wrist, but I didn't take it off. But I take my wrist myself.
I taped it myself. That's dangerous, tricky stuff.
And so if
my cut off circulation, man.
And if I cut off my circulation, I take all the tape off and then I retape it. And then I had to
You're not certified for that, man. You gotta have a whole training staff.
I was in athletic training.
There you go.
And so So my socks, I had to have my sock, the high socks scrunched down. I had to have that. I had to have a shirt. So I got to the point where I had to have a compression shirt with a loose shirt over it.
The loose shirt under the jersey is the ultimate swag.
It's the ultimate drip.
You can't have compression.
Come on now.
Compression under
is not swag anymore. Even if it's short sleeve,
even if it's short sleeve, it gotta be loose.
Not gonna lie, unless it's like a fit lineman, the compression shit, it'll be looking drippy.
But y'all orange be out most of the time.
But I'm saying like a short compression.
Oh yeah, because
you can't be a lineman with like a. You could, but that's it's swaggy. Either or.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen some linemen with the baggy long sleeve.
Man, that's swaggy
but you
too.
See, for me, what? I'm thinking like, are you playing? Because you getting grabbed a lot. The loose shit, you be
the kids
grabbed.
Love the baggy shirt under the jersey. Just go crazy,
bro. Because I use a remember Mark. So Mark to me in my era growing up. Mark Sanchez started the quarter sleeve.
Quarter sleeve, he did.
Mark Sanchez, because he used to cut
his
shit.
I thought it was John David Booty that did that, though.
Mark. It was Mark. Bro.
But remember before Sanchez, when Reggie Bush had his sleeve taken off in that Fresno game?
Oh, he did one long.
That was that shit.
So now as a coach, it's just the music I play.
And
it's
the visor.
I gotta have my visor. I gotta have my
quarter sleeve.
Facts. Pullover. I wear my. So it's like I gotta be in sync. I got my pullover. Like last week, I had my white joint underneath.
That was
hard. They gotta see me.
Gotta see you.
Then I had my polo on with the visor and the shades. And the shades is new for me. I'm not really a shade guy.
Me too.
The shades took over Tupo life.
Usually, we
gotta be
at night. So
fact. And I ain't gonna stand like. At Millican, me and Fern would talk about what we was going to wear.
It's a good feeling.
That happens.
Bro, we had matching highlighters, like jackets and shit.
Facts. That's hard. That make you look more intimidating when you see another side.
So, and then just to speak on what you said before Fern answers, like, you mentioned, do you, talk to the kid? So, with me, that's my superpower.
Okay,
so
you charge them up. You get them charged up,
man.
Fern already know. Yeah, DP talking.
He long with that.
It's gonna be a while.
By the time it's my turn, I'm like, hey, y'all go get him. We already talked about this.
But y'all don't feel like the kids be like, man, I ain't. All right, coach, I hear you. I'm trying to get out there.
When he talking, you ain't giving
him
like,
shut the fuck up.
Bro, I be peeping the kids when I'm talking. You gotta pee. They be gassing me.
They be gassing you?
Bro, they be back there like.
Yeah, they do the little head nod. That's
no
what
lie.
It is.
Yeah, that gets you.
Yeah, coach, you got it.
And it all started when I was in Sioux Falls. For whatever reason, they had me addressing the team.
Oh, you were pregame speech before going out?
The whole team, bro.
And you know what? We gotta go out there like it's our last game.
All right, Ray Lewis.
Nah, but them be the moments, though.
Facts.
I think that's what set you up for this podcast gig, man. You got a chance to speak in front of the people.
Facts. Yep. I love it.
Yup.
So what's yours, Fern? What's your pregame?
So as a player, no lie, corny. I'd watch like Any Given Sunday speeches.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We trying to get in the moment.
Now as a coach, at Lakewood, it was only the first game, but I can't really have my AirPods in because once I put it in, someone's like, you trying to weigh me down. I'm like, I'm listening to something. Right. Like, chill out. And no lie, I ignored a couple people. Like,
yeah, you low-key got to. Yeah, you low-key got to.
So I was like in the zone. But yeah, I'll listen to music, vibe out, just get in my own little zone. And then when we walk in after warm-ups, you'll see me change my wardrobe. I go into coaching mode. I'll be out there in my cut-off shorts.
You warming up with
I'm warming up. Yeah. I'm warm. Hey, and then when it's time to go on, you see me come out, like he said, hat, shades, chain out.
It's like you got to be cool, but you got to be like locked in for the kids. Because you low key want to get the. You be fresh at the game as a coach. So you kind of want to like walk on the track. Let the little parents see you.
Yeah.
You know, let people know you official. You know what I'm saying? Cause but you gotta be cool about it. You can't be chatting too much in the stand.
It was I usually don't do this, bro. But Coach Chris yelled out during the game. He was like, hey, good shit, Coach Pete, and I acknowledged it.
Yeah.
I usually don't.
You can't, yeah.
I usually
but
don't.
That's a player thing though.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a player, you ain't trying to really turn around and be like, ah, I got you. Yeah. But as a coach, it's like, shit, I ain't playing. What's up, man? Like, what you like? You like that?
Yeah.
You know what I do.
For sure.
Half of football is entertainment. And I think
100%.
I think that's been probably the transition in my own career is that this shit is about entertainment and having fun. Yeah, you got to know your job. But the entertainment value and putting people in them seats, I mean, that's what you're really going Friday night for, man.
There's definitely a level of showmanship to it.
Facts. And if you, 100%.
And that's why the best, I shouldn't say not the best, but like the some, actually, yeah, some of the best football players, college and pro, have been some of the greatest showmen that we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, greatest example is Deion Sanders.
Facts.
Like, the whole entire character of Prime was to facilitate that. And he backed it up with his play.
And that's what it is for us. I mean, it's no different. I think as coaches, it's even more entertaining.
Yeah, facts.
At the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of people you watch out here, it's just boring to watch. I don't want to be a born to watch team. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to be born to watch as a coach. I want to be throwing
I want to be energetic.
And
San Antonio Spurs.
Because a big play happened, you'll see me on the numbers, high hipping and
crazy.
I mean, we're 30 practices in. That's not easy to get through. Being entertaining.
Fast.
I mean, that hot ass heat out in Long Beach.
And then just think of it as a player, bro. Like, it. The season drags on. If we honest, the season drags on. We've all played ball, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The season drags on. Practice gets annoying, you know what I'm saying? So it's literally, you got to pick every day to motivate yourself. Like, I got to just get better today. Yeah, like,
that's right.
And if your coaches aren't giving you high energy, bro, you not going to have high energy.
Yeah, and don't let you be on like a 0-18 going in.
Hell no. Dude.
And bro, I was on a team my sophomore year in college. We went 1-10. Mm.
Damn. That was my junior year.
We went 0-10. Coach Kramer's first year coach. Yeah, Coach Kramer was the head coach.
But talk about that though. That 1-10 is a different type of season. Bro.
Dude.
It's one of those rare times that football really don't be fun.
By the time we was like 0-8, I was already thinking about my senior year. I was like, hey, I'm coming back strong.
But what is it that you know, when you hit that slide, you slide.
No, you slide.
It ain't nothing you can do.
Everybody points fingers, bro.
Yeah, that. And I think you go in the tank.
When you can't actually have a complete practice because everybody's pissed off because you don't got through warm-ups, you don't got through indies, and you just like, I'd rather go the fuck home.
But the thing is, too, it's like football is one of the few men's sports where, as men, y'all got to almost fight it out.
Literally.
Or talk it out.
Yeah.
Or hash it out. But it's a fine line because nowadays, these kids are kind of sensitive, man.
Oh, man.
But there's still that whole, okay, I'm going to fight you today, but come Friday night, we going to fight together.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it has to.
But that's
to.
The line. That's the line that that this generation of kids doesn't understand.
It doesn't cross
they
over.
Don't get it.
Because the 0-4 doesn't turn into a 4-4.
No.
0-4 turns into an 0-8.
No, for real. Yeah.
Not only that, but I think, like, the other day, you had to, like, break up a little, like, not scuffle, but, like, it could have turned into something.
Yeah, it could have turned into something.
But I think they would have took that and, like, made it so much bigger and, like, would have had beef. But back when I was in high school, I was getting in fights all the time with defensive linemen.
You fight right
and
there.
Like, hey, we walked back together, beef. Like, shoulder pads, like, hey, that was funny. Like, we was
like,
really
bro, you was really tripping. Yeah, like,
but you
yeah.
was real. But you was, it was real.
It was like, real in the moment. Like, in between the lines, it was real. But once we laughed, we was cool.
It might have been like a little fuck you, boy.
Yeah,
like,
you know but you saying? Don't know what's real with these kids. They'll fight and really be upset and go home and cry or have a real emotional breakdown.
But what happens at practice is really supposed to stay at practice, and it's supposed to not be personal.
Exactly.
It's we are fighting to become better. You in my way of me becoming better, and I'm in your way of you becoming better. But goddamn it, when we on the same team, we're in the same jerseys, dog, we getting better together, and we about to go stomp on whoever the hell's across the field from us.
Dude, and it's funny, we talk about this because I legit just had this conversation with one of my coworkers the other day about how, you know, kids don't necessarily understand that gray area or really the understanding behind friendly competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because when I was in school, when I was in Monticello, my dog Malik Matthews and my boy Ian Levine, they both play receivers. I play DB, and it's like, those was my guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Ian was like my roommate at one point, and Malik was like big bro.
Yeah.
So it was like, but whenever we went against each other, we talking shit, we physical, but I know we getting better.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
we getting better.
Because y'all friends. It's friends, like, so it works.
We go to the locker room, we might meme up for a second, like, you know, fuck you. Like, yeah, you facts. Got me today, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's all love at the end yep, of the day. Right. Like, I made you better, you made me better. Like, I learned something from you pancaking me today. No or facts. You learned something from me jamming your shit on the line today, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to getting out there on the field and you going against your guy and you're taking it easy on him during this rep. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not getting nobody better.
No.
And at that point, you face somebody that don't know you, that don't give a damn about you.
Yep.
That's when you really need your boys.
Come on now. Right.
And if you can't look across the field, and you know, the craziest thing and you can always determine is what are they doing after the play? You
oh,
know,
yeah.
if your boy get tackled, is everybody coming
response?
To pick him
yeah,
up?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Or you got the other team huddled around him, ganging
by himself,
ganging his ass. I'd be like, "Yo, get over there,
bro." I never. Wait, no, go ahead.
I was gonna ask Malik. All right, so you being, you know, former QB at Notre Dame, and you being at, you know, one of the biggest schools in the country, you know, nationally recognized program, at a school like that, did you ever feel like in your career where there were potential breaking points where, like, hey, if we don't get through this practice, we don't make it past this week, we're going to just collapse as a team?
Yeah, I mean, that was that 4-8 season that I had where it's just tense. You know, you can feel when you on the brink of being sorry for real and then really good.
And that's what's fucked up, though. It's fucked up because you feel it.
You can feel it.
You know. It's only going to take a couple of fuck yous and a couple of bad practice and one or two bad losses. Yeah. It'll turn the whole team up.
Yeah, facts.
And when you in that position, especially at a school like that, we ain't playing for no conference championship. You looking for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you lose those one or two games that you know is not going to – after you lose it, you're not going to have any chance in the playoffs. It's like, what you playing for?
Right.
Yeah. You know, other than that, you playing for tape.
Yeah.
And that's selfish football because, you know, guys going to do the most for their own career.
I feel that because I feel like it's the same thing when I was playing JUCO.
Yeah.
Once we knew we wasn't making, like,
everybody's for themselves.
Yeah, everyone's like, I'm just trying to get my tape. Like,
and it make football ass for real.
Yeah, I'm just like,
ain't nobody ass. Working together. Yeah.
And it's different than basketball because, okay, you get yours, you know, whatever.
I'll get my
football,
assist, you get your points.
It's just not fun being around a bunch of people that don't want to work together.
Facts.
Yeah.
My gosh.
We suck.
And going back to the initial question about, like you was asking, in regards to the adversity you facing as, like, a 1-10 team or an 0-4 team, dude, you start questioning coaching.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Everybody got a suggestion for the coach.
No bullshit, bro. We was in meetings about to play, I forget who he was about to play, but we questioning why we're doubling the single receiver side.
All the wrong shit.
Bro,
not doing your job is. Are you sure we should call that?
I'm like, coach, why are we doubling him?
That's when the
like,
team
you trying to say we can't cover him one-on-one?
That's the tanking moment right
that's
there.
The tank,
when you question your coach's calls, that's the tanking moment right there.
You already folding. Nice. Like, the chair is halfway closed.
Because there's no going back after you question him the first time. Because you damn near think
he's
right.
Sick.
He's sick.
Bro, coaches in front of the meeting room looking at you like,
shut up.
Sitting back like, damn, like,
because your suggestion might be right,
yeah,
and it's making him question it,
and it's making him be like, damn, you might have a point, but
and you know what he gonna do when he go home?
The opposite, he gonna do the opposite.
You know, I know.
We still gonna run it. 100%.
Or you start sitting with your teammates, you be like, hey, dog, I swear he took this fucking playoff Madden.
When I was playing freshman, that's how the freshman felt like. No lie, like, I would get to my damn.
My junior,
like, hey, this is like, this and this play, and I'm
Strong
like,
Strong Flood
up.
Is my favorite player on Madden.
Like, Strong Flood rollout coach.
The scheme is the same.
That's right,
man.
But the thing is, it's like, you got to execute.
Who's my song right here?
I got a few.
This is a great song.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I got a few plays for Madden. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, fuck.
But it's the way you teach it.
Facts.
I think I can teach the play better than what you look on Madden and be like, oh, this just.
Because that's generic.
It's generic.
It's just a concept. It's just a concept.
I'm playing this tomorrow for my pregame playlist, bro. I don't give a flip.
I think that's what changes, though, when you're a coach.
Yeah.
When you can really break some shit down to a kid that really want to learn.
Yeah.
And you can say why you need to take an inside versus outside release. that type of stuff is what connects you to the kid. And I think that's it's missing in high school football. High school football, there's a lot of people that just can't coach. You got a lot of people's dads that ain't got nothing to do after work. Come to and just volunteer. We more than volunteers. Yeah. I don't see it as a volunteer position, even though
next man up.
Lakewood High School, y'all gotta take care of us now. You know, y'all gotta take care of us. But from the position we in, we more than just coaches. And I think and it speaks to that thing we did today with the life session. That was great.
I wasn't there.
So Mark, so speaking to that, being that you've been on both sides of sports this period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sure. You've been a guy that's been like in a front office role. Mm-hmm. You've been a player. You know what I'm saying? You've seen both perspectives. So when it comes to bringing the team together, like Malik was saying, we did an exercise to basically find out their why.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Finding out their why and discovering what they consider their weak points.
Yeah.
So when it comes to you having worked for the Lions, you know what I'm saying, having worked in hockey as well, do even bigger organizations like that find value in supporting the organization through like kind of like discovering who they are as people?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because if you break it down at every level, you have to go top to bottom, but then reverse at the same time. So I'll explain that. Top to bottom, priority number one is the players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the highest paid. They are the priority. They are the gym. They are what makes everybody get paid.
But that's professional, though.
At the professional level. Yeah, at the professional level. Okay. So, players are number one. And even at a school like Notre Dame, Michigan, football team, number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the football team.
Right. Specifically, not the players. Right, no.
The team itself.
The team, the program.
Right. Specifically. Right, that's why I said it the way I did. Specifically the football team. But at the pro level, you have the players.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But under them is the coaching staff because they are – you know, they report to the players.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy dynamic. Just imagine if our players was telling us what the fuck. I'm like, shut up, Noah.
Yeah.
Behind that is your actual, like, player operations team personnel. So you're talking general manager, you're talking scouting staff, like that group that actually puts the players there.
Yeah.
And then
that's the most important, though. The people that put the players in.
Facts.
It is, but we know what numero uno is.
Facts. Yeah.
Because nobody comes to watch the general manager sit in the suite and do this all day.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Unless you are like a nerd and you looking for him in the damn building like I was.
Yeah.
What up? Opelinka, what's up?
Yeah. Got a story about him.
Oh, fuck. Tell it.
And then I'll tell it later.
We'll get to that there.
Off there.
On the next episode.
And then there's
elevator music.
And then there's actually no, it's not an elevator music.
Oh, okay,
it's cool. It's generic. And then on that, and then behind them, you have ownership.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, you have the rest of the business operations.
Yeah.
And you can put that any order you want. Now, when you flip it, what is everything that the coaches are telling the players is, hey, remember, you guys doing good helps the interns, the ticket staff, the marketing department, the communications department, the PR staff.
That sound like college.
Facts.
You
support everybody.
Everybody.
Else.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
If you don't play good,
they're folding.
That receptionist, she might not be
she
there
might
next
not
week.
Make it.
Hey, we don't play good tomorrow. Our games aren't going to be at LBCC. They're going to be somewhere else.
Damn.
But it's that flipping dynamic all the time because when I was in ticketing, it was like, yo, we got to put butts in the seats, sell the players, but also sell the environment. Get people to come without whether record, you know, on the winning side or the losing side. You got to get people here.
That's what we need at Lakewood, man. We might have to, you know, visit your local fun club.
We gotta see what's up with the Shredders, how they do their thing.
Riders,
you know what I'm saying?
Season opening
coming in 2 weeks.
We need the players.
I'll be there.
I'll be there too.
So like I'll tell you an example from college. So when I was working in athletic marketing staff in college, and they gave me the responsibility of like, look, Mark, you got to get students here to the game. I'm like, all right, deal. I'm a black kid at a PWI. I knew the entire basketball team. And then I knew most of the black kids.
PWI.
Yeah. Yeah. We know about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shit, everybody on this the right side of the table knows about that motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's the left side.
Yeah.
It's the right side over here. So, I know about that fucking DWI.
So,
wait, so, do I need to hear like elementary music for like a cue?
No, you gonna know. What's that?
I feel like I already know.
You know what it is. Come on.
You know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is. They were like, Mark. You know, come up with some ways to get people there. Mm-hmm. So I did two things. I went to both sides. I talked to the players. I said, "Hey, what do y'all want from us from a game operation standpoint to make these games more fun for you to play in?"
Yeah,
they said, "Change the music."
That's a hell of a question.
They said, "Mark, change the music." All right, bet. Tell me what artists you want. I said, "Bet." And I went to the students, the people that I needed to get there, and I said, "What do y'all want from me?" And they were like, "Mark, keep us there." Bet. How you want me to do that? Hell, when there's a timeout, just keep the music rocking.
Yeah.
So, essentially, y'all just want me to play DJ? Yes! So, I came up with an entire hip-hop set for every fucking game.
But that's the thing, too, is that, you know, especially defining the new Lakewood culture, is all about how do you develop the culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How are you
and
developing...
And then what is your culture? That's what it really... what is your culture?
But to dive deep into the culture, you got to identify what are the actionable items. Mm. What defines a culture?
Because you go from, like, last year, you hear all the kids, like, they had a... Not to knock on them. Old-ass staff.
Yeah.
No swag.
And that plays a part, because I always make the comparison to HBCUs and their homecomings.
Yeah.
HBCU homecomings, you got people all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them didn't even go there. But the culture is what gets them there every year at the same time.
Every year.
Same
bro.
Place. Yeah. That's what we have to develop on a football staff. But the tools in getting that and getting the Lakewood community involved is a whole nother question.
Yeah.
I mean, in the easiest thing to develop a really good culture, and I think everybody here can agree, is just fucking win. Because winning solves a lot of things. It also covers up a lot of problems.
Facts.
It does. But if there's a championship mindset on both ends, so from a player perspective, hey, we going out for a championship this year. And then on a business side staff, hey, we need to create a championship level environment.
Right, right, right.
So when you see some of the best teams in the world have sold out games every week, it's because their players are trying to win a championship and the staff is trying to create a championship environment, because we all know as former players, you don't want to go out there to an empty ass stadium.
Oh, wow.
Because you now have to come up with something else internally to make you want to play.
All your motivation at that point has to be intrinsic.
Yeah. Very.
But that's why half of football's got to be entertainment.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come to your game.
But how do you think they work for like the indoor leagues, like the XFL? Like, they stadiums ain't packed. Those motherfuckers. Or like the D2s, D3s. Like,
facts. Because, I mean, so I went to two different D2s. I went to a D2. Well, each in smaller towns, one in more of a country town, one in more of a city atmosphere. And the difference between the two was that in Monticello, I mean, what else are you going to do on a Saturday night?
That's it. That's the hardest question of any culture.
Yeah.
What am I doing when I got the time to
exactly.
do so?
What else are you going to do on Saturday night at between 5 and 9? What else are you going to do? There's no clubs.
No.
Right. It's a dry county. So what are you
going to do?
What are you going to do?
Your ass better get creative.
So you better slide to the game.
All right.
And have some friends.
Have some friends.
And at the pro level in all of sports, I saw that in hockey where people ask me, like, Mark, what's it like? How do you get? I'm like, there's a big-ass party. There happens to be a game in the middle of it.
Touche.
That's what I
touché.
Like.
And that's touché. But that's that one sport where the environment already wants draws you there. Then you look at the other thing, because even if you don't understand hockey, you can go have a great ass time at a hockey game.
And I'll be real, bro. I've been to a Kings game, and I've been to a whatever the team in Sioux Falls, a little minor league team. Dude, minor league games go crazy.
They go crazy.
Bro, you're so close. You're so close. I went to a Kings game, and I was sitting up high, and I didn't even, it wasn't the full effect.
Yeah.
But I, when I was in Sioux Falls, I went to that minor league game. Bro, it was amazing.
Bro, go to a Dodgers game.
Different Dodgers sport. Games go crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, Dodgers, I texted him after I left the stadium, and I was like, we got to go to a game,
I ain't never been to one since you lived out here.
Not a Dodgers
Have you
game.
Been to, they just game. Opened up in the Wright Pavilion, Blue Heaven?
No.
Blue Heaven is the place, they got like Shake Shacks, they got like places for kids to go.
This is at the Dodger Stadium.
It's called Blue Heaven.
It's in the outfield.
Yeah, so bro, but
and
basically,
be so cheap. They
yeah, so you can buy a ticket
last night,
anywhere.
Bro.
Yeah, you
they
can
were
buy a ticket anywhere.
89,000 games.
Yeah.
So I'm not wacky over there. You might at most pay $30-$40 for a regular season Dodger game. At most.
Yeah, but it depends where you want to sit, but you don't have to buy a ticket to go to Blue Heaven, so you could buy a $20 ticket.
We need a Blue Heaven in Lakewood.
Red Heaven.
What's a Lakewood Heaven? Well, not for real. I think these are the things we need to address because I'm tired of this. We need to get these coaches
hey,
paid.
Just letting you know.
And we need to raise that goddamn money. Yeah.
We're looking at it.
Exactly. We are the booster marketers, promoters.
But a good booster club solves, actually.
So you trying to say we ain't a good booster club? No, I'm just kidding.
No, facts.
But alumni, parents, that's the
How do you get parents engaged? You got some experience. How you get parents engaged?
Parent engagement.
I'll say the best way. The best way for me, drinks and drugs.
It's the best way.
Well,
parents work hard. They like drinks and drugs.
You would naturally want to assume that if the parents are invested in their kids' success,
they're gonna show up.
They would show up. But
Pootie's mom left when he got ejected. I need to address that.
She slid.
That's messed up, Pootie's mom.
She slid.
I know he got kicked out for no reason, but you walked out on the team. You missed all those calls I was out there signaling.
Okay, so,
I needed you to see that.
So to that point, like literally, the parents have to be invested in all of the kids and not just theirs.
That's true.
But
we need team moms is what you're saying.
No. But where that comes from is our interaction with parents.
Facts.
And you guys are the translators from... Here's what the players want, and here's what the parents want.
Yeah.
And then you guys tell that to administration and go, hey, our parents want this, and we need this for our players. Administration, give us this.
That's right.
Find a fucking
way. You
know
what we need? A smoke machine.
Oh, we had
we
that.
Need,
oh,
we need a big-ass fucking hey. WWE smoke machine like hey, the one the Undertaker uses.
Hey, the smoke machine. Hey, the smoke machine is brought to you by Anora Whiskey.
That's right. Look,
facts.
Our sponsor is Smoke Machine. Did that make us look more intimidating? I like the little chant we got.
Vincent
got us right.
Okay, that was hard.
You mentioned sponsorship. A booster club goes out and helps fundraise the team by getting sponsorships from local businesses in the community who are
so
invested.
The booster club
sponsor Lakewood football.
The booster
but first,
club is supposed to do that.
Hey, sponsor Sports Talk by Mark and D. Pay.
But you use members of the coaching staff to also talk to members of the community because
Shit,
you guys
I'll,
are the
I'll
faces.
Host my own coach rally. I'll bring the parents and the students out. We'll do a Ooh. Coaches rally. Support the coaches.
Facts.
We need cable. We need the bills paid too.
We need Wi-Fi.
That's
for,
how you build a championship program.
That's right. I think Tupo's doing a good job.
He's doing a hell of a job.
I know he's got a lot on his plate, especially if you got your wife with you every day.
His plate is full.
That
hey,
shit.
His plate is full.
I don't
full.
Know if I could do that. My girl got to stay home.
Yeah. She probably listening.
She's not listening.
She's not listening. But it's not that it's a bad thing, but listen.
Damn, Miss Malik.
Football's that's a fine line. I couldn't personally have my wife there because I act out of character around kids.
Yeah.
You know, when they get me charged up.
Or you be cussing a lot. I be cussing a lot.
I be cussing a lot using all of them.
No, I cuss a lot.
I don't cuss at them,
but
I be cussing a lot.
Though.
Yeah.
They need it.
Bro,
I can't focus.
Bro, when we be sitting in his own meetings on Saturdays, I'll be in the back geeked.
Like, laughing at you like, what?
What are you doing?
You're open. Just catch the ball.
It's like you gotta really be real to them. Hey, I think kids appreciate the
no
realness.
Lie. My favorite when my OC got on me my senior year first. We had my first game.
Yeah,
I think we lost by a little bit. Whatever.
Yeah,
but we went to Saturday film and he got on my ass and I felt it because he was like. Let me know. He's like, I could go to the district. He's like, is he bullying you? He's like, did he threaten to take your lunch money? He's like, let me know. Because he's like, this play, you just let him take it from you. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I'm playing both ways. I'm tired. Like, you know, as a player, I'm like, I don't want to hear this shit.
I like the kids that talk back. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I want. I'm black. So as a black person, we like to talking black to me.
Because
talking back disrespectful. Talk black to me so we can have some conversations. I hate addressing a kid about something. They look at you like you speaking Chinese to them. Say something.
I can't stand with a kid yes sir me.
It's like, first of all, I'm not even,
because I feel like you kind of playing me.
Yeah,
I feel like you're playing me.
Yeah, you never like, say yes sir.
Yeah, like you tell yes, you tell a kid something. Yes, sir. Nah, you just saying that to get me out your face, dog.
No, yeah. One thing I hate is, I know.
If you know, you want to, yeah. You want to blow it.
If I was like, you obviously don't know because you don't fucked know. Up.
You blew it,
Malik. Malik, you ever get one of those? I know. Like you, like, hey, you supposed to run? I know. Coach. No, motherfucker, you don't know.
Damn, I know that route was supposed to hit. I was supposed to break it at 8. You didn't know.
I knew. Cause
you
didn't do it.
I love giving the player the onus. You know, I'm like, don't look at me. I didn't mess it up.
Yeah, you want to know
what happened? I want an explanation. I don't want you to be like, okay, I got you. I want to
you don't why got me.
Because my thing is, I feel like you did it on purpose.
Damn, you playing for the other 90, team?
90%
hey, what
of the time.
Do you call them? What do you call them when you playing for the
ops? Because yeah, you know what's so crazy? Kids will literally not know to play, line up, stand next to everybody else on the team,
nobody.
And don't ask them, and then they go the wrong route, and I'll be like, why would you intentionally do that? Because when you say you did it on purpose, it puts the onus on them. They'd be like, damn, I did do that shit on purpose.
You,
and that's why your ass ain't playing.
I show as hell to the ass so-and-so.
Hell, I would make them go explain that to their teammates why the hell they fucked up the play.
For sure. I tell them, like,
say, go explain to your quarterback, hey, you was the number one option. What
happened?
You were supposed to run a post. You ran a dig, boy.
But that's where these kids go from babies to men, because we teach them how to communicate.
Bro,
accountability.
I think whoever goes to play at the college level from Lakewood football this year and for the next however long we're there, they're gonna be great. They're gonna know how to take the coaching because we've been there. Hey, we gave them some real ass coaching. We're not babying no one.
We really on their ass.
Yeah, we on their
shit. For a second, for all those neighbors filming us. Talking about they gonna go to the
lower the music,
You know what you can do because this is getting out of hand. Lakewood community, dude. Stop doing it. We're coaching them constructively.
Yeah,
so, I spazzed.
He did. I damn near left the field because I was scared.
I spazzed. Nah. Literally just before transition, yeah. I snapped. Because DBs and wide receivers are supposed to be enemies in between the lines.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yes, we're teammates, but I am trying to lock your shit up every rep we get.
Every rep. Yeah, for sure. Every
I'm rep. Trying to smash that's your shit the, if we doing him drills.
That's the whole point of practice.
That's the whole point. Like,
all right, I'm supposed to get more competition from my teammate than
the next man.
Iron sharpens iron.
Straight up. Like, game day is supposed to be easy.
Facts.
Right. Because you knew you got the best work in Monday through Thursday.
Dude.
Tuesday through Thursday, depending if y'all got meetings on
Bro. When I say I lost it,
I lost it.
I didn't call nobody. No, you know I ain't call nobody out their name.
Yeah, you don't call them names.
Yeah, I
but
don't.
You
I don't call them names.
Anger.
But I express. I was very expressive. I was very passionate. I'm not gonna say angry. I was very passionate.
I think they get something from that because,
bro, you should have seen their faces, bro.
Because they be looking so like nobody's ever said that to me.
He said,
but that is some of their realities too.
And I kept it a stat. I said none of y'all are D1. None of you.
I think we got a couple.
No, we do. But they don't give D1.
But don't
effort.
Tell them that like during training camp.
Like for instance, I ain't gonna lie. I think starting Ryan is a great idea. I don't care about Ryan's attitude. But if Ryan used that attitude for good,
bro, what?
On the
bro,
field,
we talked about this before. I said if I have a senior,
I like Ryan,
who's just as good as a freshman or sophomore, I'm gonna start. The freshman or sophomore, because I got
more
years
upside
to like
he gonna learn
groom him.
I'm not saying the senior not gonna play. I might end the game with the senior.
Facts,
but yeah. The senior doesn't necessarily. I might flip flop him.
Do you feel bad though for a senior not getting the playing time that a senior probably should get?
Nope.
No, because if you should get it, you'd have got it.
Yep.
Ain't
I
no
feel bad. Because I know how I would feel. I'll be mad as a motherfucker. No, like, I can't heal. I feel like.
Damn, you don't write name drop.
I'll address it. Huh. I'll address it.
They ain't listening.
I felt like.
Oh, no.
I felt like we did can't heal wrong.
Viewer, like, he ain't
we did one of our players wrong, in my own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A senior. He was looking for a jersey number. We didn't gave him the worst number. He got to go through all senior year with a terrible number.
Hey, y'all know how Calvin Johnson wear 21?
Oh, yeah, in college?
Yeah, that would have been hard.
Yeah,
he didn't get that, though.
But I'm saying, though, that's
a receiver.
I don't know, man. As a senior, I feel away.
Of course, you should.
You should.
But if you was doing your thing and everything, he had a cold number before. He had a single digit. He was cold.
He was solid.
Oh, he got
cut, suspended.
He got suspension.
So his number last week, we was limited on jerseys, got taken.
Snaggered.
So when he comes back, what do you think I'm going to give him? I can't give him that number someone else wore already.
Okay, but keep it real. Keep it real. We know.
We have all the 80s handed out.
The honest thing about coaching is we know one thing. One thing is for certain, one thing is for a fact.
31.
One thing's for a huge fact.
Yeah.
Not everybody's treated the same on a football team.
There's favoritism, of course.
1,000%. And I think
if a coach ever says there's no favoritism, that lie. Coach is lying.
It's a lie.
If somebody tells you that lie, well, then you just haven't lived life.
I feel like football is ran off the standard of talent is outweighing.
No.
You can take as much as the talent gives.
No, it's talent and relationship. Cause listen, one thing is you really good, I fuck with you naturally. Cause you're really good. Or if you're a really good person, I fuck with you.
But you can be a really good person and not fuck with you on the field.
About life lessons whenever football stops for them at whatever level, and they got to go to work. And if you are not,
if you ain't bringing no value, guess what?
If you not bringing no value,
and
you're a shitty person,
yeah, because
it's a lose for you.
Our honorary captain this week. Who's our honorary captain?
Jay Sean's a real solid individual. Have you ever had
a run in with Jay Sean? Like
he's a real solid
Jay
guy.
Jay Sean's the type of dude. Is the other day he's playing varsity. Some of these injuries are not. They're suited. And he comes up to me, he's like, Coach, I filled up the ice. I'm like, why are you filling it up? You're playing.
He's a great player.
Oh, well, it's because Coach so-and-so told me. And I'm like, no, next time you have – oh, I just did it. Or, respect. Coach, do you need me to take this so-and-so? No, you're playing. Like, Jay Sean is that dude. Like,
yeah, he's a guy.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, it was
– Shout out Jay Sean. Yeah, he's got a big night tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's going to eat.
Yeah, honorary captain.
We got some secret in store for him. You know what I'm saying?
See, y'all taking all my guys, man. I don't know how I feel, man. I'm making some of these guys. Now, y'all making Zion look real good out there, man. I'm impressed.
Zion's going to eat.
He's definitely going to eat that running
back. He's coming back into his own. He's knocking his rust off.
I just want to put everybody on notice in the league. Y'all going to have a long day on defense, dealing with this Lakewood offense.
Straight up.
We bringing.
You never heard that.
And on top of that,
we going all the way.
I'm going to put it right here, 9-1, CIF champs, state champs. I think we got the right pieces, the right coaching staff. I think we got the right passion to get this team all the way through. Fuck these other teams. Probably we coming for you.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it. Lucky Lefty is back.
Who else Lord is on the schedule? Mayfair, you getting it. Milliken, you getting it. And we said it here first.
Lucky Lefty is back.
We want all the hottest takes. And if you got something to say, come and debate us.
Hey, speaking of hot takes.
Go ahead. You started it up.
No, I wasn't a hot take. I was going to go in a different direction. So go ahead.
I was too, but it was going to be football related.
No, go ahead. But no, mine was in a hole. Like, hey, we talking about baseball. That shit out of the park right now. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, speaking of hot takes, UCLA LSU this weekend.
LSU's getting 100
in UCLA. But I'm not going to lie, bro.
Lie. You're lying.
UCLA's going to lose.
100%.
They're going to lose.
100%. They're going to get steamrolled.
Bama played SC.
Bro.
That's a joke.
That was the emergence of Sam Darnold
over Max Brown. That's my guy. Shout out both of those guys.
Max Brown with the pit,
Max
right?
Max Brown's my guy. Yeah, actually.
Solid dude.
Solid guy.
Apparently.
He just, you know.
Can he come back and play for that one team?
One of the cases of, you know, you get hyped up when you're younger, but you really hit your ceiling.
Yeah.
And then you get to that next level and you really average. You know that.
Damn. And that's the worst way to break it down.
That's the worst type of player to be is you hitting your ceiling too early.
Like we talked about that Pop Warner running back last time.
Cody Paul.
Cody Paul. Remember
hitting his ceiling at five? Damn, your life fucking sucks. That fucking sucks.
You hit your ceiling at five.
I don't know. You might as well sell phones or something. Man.
Sell
over.
Phones?
It's over.
He hit his ceiling at 5 years old.
Damn. Bro, yeah, dog. That shit wild, dog.
And that's why I'm like, with my son, I just want him to have fun. Just have fun until it's time to really start locking in. Because these kids take it too. Some of these kids take it too serious.
Oh man, no.
They be training from fourth grade. You know how long
you gotta
sustain that shit.
What you buff at 12
from 12 to 20? That's a long time to be working out every day.
How buff are you gonna get?
Like, skateboard.
How fast are you gonna get?
Play some freeze tag.
You don't have no fun.
You don't have no fun.
Say, go on a date.
Yeah,
damn
you too professional.
Go to prom. Go to prom.
You like no one. You like no
professional. Yeah, you too professional.
You like no one.
Yeah, be a kid. Get in trouble. Get arrested.
Damn.
I didn't say all that.
Damn, yeah, I didn't get arrested.
No, for throwing eggs and at cars.
Something kiddish.
Man, nothing. See, y'all too harsh.
Bro, y'all ain't never egged a house?
I egged the house. Bro,
I did all that shit.
It was cold too. She was a teacher.
Bro, it was cold. But at the time,
they had all the toilet papers. Bro,
my neighbor growing up, they house got teepeed.
But when you go review the evidence, that shit kind of hard. It's like
that shit
y'all
tight.
Really did that.
You know what? You know what's the worst? Your house get TP'd and the sprinklers turn on. All the paper.
The worst is when you sud somebody's yard.
What?
You put dish soap all over the grass and then the water comes on. And every time it rain, it just be suds.
Hey, you Ohio.
That's crazy.
You can't do nothing with it.
Your whole grass sudsed up.
You try to put water on it, it's going to soak up.
You're going to be slipping and it's terrible.
Wow.
Don't do that to nobody, guys.
Yeah, you done it, huh?
He just dropped some gems.
Yeah.
He just dropped some gems.
Right. That's fucked up.
That was great.
Breaking news, KTLA 5. A bunch of suds have risen up in
the whole neighborhood in Windsor Hills is sudded.
Sudded.
Damn,
fucked up.
That's tight.
I want to do that shit.
For that neighbor who be calling the cops on us at Lakewood, you getting the suds,
yeah,
boy.
You getting the suds. It ruined your whole week, but you can't. You can't do nothing.
Don't worry about calling the cops.
Your dog gonna stop shitting on my lawn, dog. Yeah,
how you gonna clean it up?
Oh, you can't.
Bitch, it's soap.
It's soap.
Every time you wet that, it's just bubble. Ruin your whole week, dog.
I'm a YouTube dad.
That's gangsta, though. That's unheard of.
So Ohio, man, come to Ohio, man. Find out a lot of stuff in nature, man.
Hey, you can find out a lot in Ohio. Ohio big as hell.
But when we was growing up, though, social media wasn't a big thing. So you had to do bonfires.
Oh yeah.
You had to do house parties. Yeah, you know, you go to the woods.
Oh, backyards? Nah, Boston Chico.
Go to people's crib, sit in the backyard.
We had bonfires at Dogwalla Beach.
See, this is California shit. How you have a bonfire on the beach?
Boston Chico, my boy.
They got pits.
It's
got
to be called something different. You bonfire in the woods. You something else on the beach.
What would they call it?
You
fire pitting it.
You doing fire some California pitting shit.
Hey, my senior year I had a huge bonfire at the beach. Like 60 people showed up.
Damn.
At the beach.
Bro, the beach used to go up in high school. No lie.
That's crazy. Bro, we had s'mores and all.
What?
But like, it's a public place.
It's funny though.
That ain't exclusive. It could be 60 random people should show up.
Nah, I knew all of them.
But it's crazy because you got like you not drinking, you not participating in any extracurricular.
What do
like,
kids do? I forgot.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, we ain't drinking, you know, celebrating some trees or something.
Some trees.
What the hell are kids doing, bro, that's interesting?
Kids is.
Because I know they ain't talking because they don't talk to us.
TikTok.
I sit in front of the team every day and talk to them and they act like it's algebra I'm teaching them.
Bro.
I'm like, if y'all ain't talking to me, do y'all do
on before y'all? Before I had any alcoholic beverage, I had a great time.
Great time. Yo, yeah.
I had a hell of a time.
I was like, no, I'm good. Hold the drink.
I'm good. I don't need that. Oh, you shot Grey Goose for what? Like,
We lit.
You just opened a Fort Loco.
It didn't make sense back then.
340?
Is that English?
Whoa. Does that mean that we're boring now? That we feel like drinking is just a part of the fun?
Buzz ball? Because
we knew how to...
Bro, the buzz balls. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
When we was kids, we knew how to be energetic naturally.
Yeah.
Also, you know what? I think you know what...
We fed off the energy.
You know what messed it up?
You didn't have this.
You know what? You know what?
I went two-way pages, baby.
But you know what changed all of it? Was fucking spring break. Spring break, you go down there.
MTV.
Spring break, you go down there in the motherfucking Panama, Siesta Key, any South Padre Island, any of them shit
South
outside
Padre,
of where
Texas.
You were staying. That was like the getaway to go drink and do all the crazy.
Bro, they was
COVID,
going nuts.
COVID
killed my little spring break.
Bro, listen, we would go to Panama City Beach, beer bombs going crazy. We put, what we do, we shotgunning beers. It's going up. I'm talking, you wake up in the morning, my cousin,
it's all day.
Bro, my cousin had a drink called Instant Death.
Damn.
Bro, we would put a beer in a beer bomb.
That sounds horrible.
A shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Huh? A shot of Jaeger.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Dude, you take one of them, you're there.
Yeah, you there.
That's exactly that where like you need to be.
You're mixing the brown with the clear.
And it's going crazy.
Not like Onora.
Onora, you might leave out with $1 million and 3 bad bitches.
Ooh. Ooh, 3 of them.
You never know.
Wait.
You never know.
Three. Dude, it used to go up, bro.
No.
But listen. Before we wrap it up,
there's a wrap. There's a wrap to this.
Dude,
we got another 30, man.
Dude, what are y'all top? I'm gonna say top two because the NFL coming up. What are your top two must see games of Week One?
Damn, I don't know.
Week one.
I don't even know who playing, but I'm gonna just say teams that I want to see.
I like Dallas versus Tampa.
No,
that's Week One.
You talk about NFL or college?
NFL.
Dallas versus Tampa.
Hold on, let me look this shit up.
I think Dallas versus Tampa Week One.
Hey, I think so.
Miami plays New England.
Yeah, I want to. Hey, no lie,
that's gonna
I'm
gonna go
crazy.
On record.
I want to see why the fuck we cut Cam Newton. I want to see what Mac Jones all about then, because we cut that mother.
But you can't. But
Jones
is
crazy.
Is Cam Newton a backup?
Bro, no.
I can't even see it.
Yeah, so I think the way they did
it, I can't even see it.
He should not be a backup.
He shouldn't even be on the team if he's not starting. Because it's just like disrespectful.
You're going to put Cam Newton as your backup?
He's 10 years in the league, man.
And he still got some run in him.
He was an MVP. I can't see him sitting behind no rookie. That's fucked up.
That's why. But I still think, we talked about it last time, I think Cam should have been the starter for at least a couple weeks.
Cam this year, bro.
Cam in New England's a bad fit. Let's just be honest.
100%.
His personality just don't fit. His ass need to be down there in Atlanta.
No, I just told somebody that.
Matt Ryan ain't there forever.
Matt Ryan need to kick Rodgers.
Ain't got nobody backing it up. He can do 1 year like Todd Gurley did back at the crib.
Thunder got Josh Rosen?
They cut him.
They cut him. He's picked up with someone
else. Josh Rosen will forever be picked up.
But yeah,
he don't even sit on the waiver wire long enough.
Did they cut him? Did Atlanta cut him?
Even if he ain't gonna get picked up soon, he been on every team.
He'll be a number three somewhere.
He fast.
When you a first round pick,
dude,
you
Todd
got a long
Gurley
career.
Not even signed right now. Todd Gurley not. Don't have a home.
Damn knees.
He got
he's
messed
out here
up.
In LA
he
should have.
He got paid though.
Yeah, he did
bro.
Get paid.
He's like 26.
He had an ACL going into the league.
Hey, off the different league real quick. I know we about to cut it. You know who else got paid? My boy Rondo, and that boy back.
Rondo got a nice little bag.
He back, boy.
Glad Rondo came back.
He coming in to support.
Rondo
coming back like he's starting.
Playoff Rondo. No, he ain't gonna start, but playoff Rondo.
Russell
different.
Westbrook,
Carmelo Anthony,
Trevor Ariza,
Anthony Davis.
Dwight Howard came back.
LeBron, man.
LeBron,
yeah. Yeah, obviously. But.
Is LeBron going to do it this year before we get off?
Dude, I think
no
bullshit.
It's going to be tougher than last year.
If we don't win this year,
this is
it's an understatement, bro. We done saw all these Hall of Famers, bro.
They old.
Literally.
We saw all these Hall of Famers.
Carmelo.
We got Melo, Westbrook, Rondo, goddamn.
LeBron.
Dwight
Howard.
Dwight.
We got five Hall of Famers,
bro. They showed a picture. We have seven players from the 2013 or 2012 NBA All-Star team. Like from
damn.
West and East. Seven.
That's
seven.
A retro team.
They only suit up 14.
On 2K.
Yeah. That's a Hall of Fame team on 2K,
damn.
Bro.
Hey, we going to go crazy, though.
But, you know,
was gonna say actually half of them was on one of the Olympic teams.
Yeah, the
12.
Just the best thing.
Westbrook played on 12.
Okay.
The best thing about the sports, though, man, it's that time of year. October's the best sports month.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
I think every sport on, right? Everything's around on. That time, yeah.
Everything's on.
I ain't no lie, but then, like, March, February gets a little...
Kind of get a little dry.
We in the prime season. We got our season at Lakewood. Shout out Lakewood. Hey, yeah. Come to that game.
Tomorrow, 7:30.
North Torrance, we got a good matchup, but listen...
Veteran Stadium.
This is bigger than just the high school.
Yeah.
This is Lakewood, the community.
Yeah.
This is every small business, every big business, yeah. Every little neighborhood around, Culver-Sac included. Yeah. This is for y'all. And y'all need to show up and make LBC feel like we at Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, small stadiums.
Wow.
You know, we really want
to. Yo, this is like the intro to somebody's album, bro.
I'm telling you.
Bars.
We coming different. You know, you with the youngest, the flyest, the swaggiest coaching staff. I mean, you know. That's if we had to really put it together, our coaching staff could be an 11.
Talk to me nicely.
Our coaching staff could play both ways still. So if your coaching staff can't beat our 11, then your team can't handle it.
Yeah, facts.
Period. We practice with our players. What y'all coaches doing?
We all in cleats.
Straight up. Oh, everything though. No cap.
The only thing we miss is helmets and shoulder pads.
No cap. No cap.
And we stay lit.
You asked about week one NFL matchups. Steelers, Bills.
Oh, the Steelers losing.
Bills.
Yeah. Bills gonna go crazy. Stephon Diggs. My favorite NFL wideout.
That's gonna be a fun one to watch, though.
It'll be good.
Steelers defense versus Bills offense.
It'll be good, but I more so think Big Ben.
Actually, most of these week one matchups.
I want to see the Cardinals. I want to see what the hype about.
I like the Cardinals.
And Bears Rams gonna be a good one too.
Bears Rams?
Yeah. No, it's not.
I don't think it's gonna be a good one, bro.
Is Justin Fields starting?
Yeah.
No.
I was gonna say they might fluster that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't
he might
know.
Get in though.
Aaron Donald gonna be all over that day.
Raiders, he might get in.
Raiders Ravens.
Week two, I think.
Lamar.
My boy, Lucky Lefty's boy, Ronnie Stanley.
Ronnie
over there.
Stanley, that's my guy. Ronnie Stanley, the guru.
He a baller.
Off the big, he holding it down.
Bag.
He
had
big bag. No sacks given up last year before the injury.
And that's crazy to a scrambling quarterback.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Hey. You talking about well deserved money. I literally had him blocked for me, and I can approve that.
Yeah,
I approve co-sign. This message.
He put the co-sign. Stamp on that.
Now, $100 million, a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of bread.
What are y'all doing with $100 million? Duh. I couldn't even think. At 26 years old, with $100 million.
Oh, 26?
Fire, what you doing with $100 million?
Damn.
$100 million, probably putting like 70 away.
I don't want to hear none of that putting away shit.
I'm not niggas for sure.
What are you buying?
$100 million. You ain't thinking about putting shit away.
Okay, I'm not.
You
okay.
Ain't put
all right,
that
all right,
ain't
right,
the first thing.
Let's just keep putting 70 away. Listen,
you ain't that goddamn responsible.
$100 million hit your direct deposit. You're not putting 70 away. Right,
bet for sure. You know, buy me a crib.
Easy.
And I got my mom's a crib. Easy. Hey, okay. Now I'm going to go out and buy me a fuck. Hey, I don't know what kind of car, but a car.
See, that's the thing. You got to start thinking big like that. What am I going to do with $100 goddamn million?
$100 million?
I'll tell you what I do. First of all, get God's greatest meal, a McDonald's 10-piece first. Just to celebrate. Some, I got that $100 million in the bank.
That's some kind.
Next, I'm getting a big-ass boat. God damn it. And I'm living on it for a couple weeks.
Like,
and I'm getting all the baddest.
Oh shit.
I'm recruiting. And we gonna have a turn week.
Damn.
Then I invest in all that other stuff.
Wait, but just like, I was thinking about like like a private jet.
We talking about
a little PJ?
Yeah, a little PJ.
Nice yacht. You know, you can live on the boat.
You can. Yeah, you're right. All right, go ahead. Who next?
Go ahead, Mark.
$100 mil. Hit direct deposit right now.
$100 mil.
$100 mil. Friday night, I'm buying that Bootsy Bellows. Saturday night, I'm buying out Delilah's.
Facts.
Sunday, I'm going to Vegas and buying my summer crib.
Did it right.
Back to back weekend.
He done thought about this for a while.
Yeah.
And that's the mark of greatness right there. You know he's going to be successful.
Like that,
He already got a plan.
No bullshit. $100 mil, the first money I'm spending, I'm paying off my student loans.
That's fair.
I'm paying off.
Joe Biden's supposed to be doing that, but that's okay.
Slow motion. I'm paying off all my student loans. Then I'm going to buy a 1969 Chevy Camaro.
Wow.
I ain't buying
that's
it.
Oh, all right. That's nice. Speaking of cars, with the 100 mil, car that you getting?
Damn, bro, come back to me live.
Car that you getting?
Shit, 100 mil, I can't. The most expensive one.
He gonna buy one of them Maybach Benzes or something.
Nah, I'm gonna buy some
shit I can't
now.
Fit
I got
in.
Mine. I got
what
mine.
You gonna get?
I'm gonna get the fastest one, bro.
That's hey, what I'm saying.
I'm going like 200 in that
and
bitch.
Hitting that shit. Yeah. Going straight to the desert and hitting it full speed.
Palm Springs, here we come.
And I ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna buy a Wingstop too, but go ahead. What
Wingstop?
Car you
oh, 100%.
Bro, I'm buying
look,
a Wingstop.
Look, I done got so much Wingstop, goddamn it, living in Cali. I need to get a
buying,
building.
Bro, I'm buying a Wingstop.
And a stop.
I'm
and getting Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A.
Nah,
yes.
It's that Wingstop. That's you can't go wrong.
You can't, but Chick-fil-A.
They open every day.
I'm gonna leave that Wingstop alone.
Just there.
I'm just gonna own it
and walk away.
That's it. And every time I pop money. In, they not even gonna know who the
oh,
hell I am.
Oh wait, bro, I thought you was buying. Like he said, he was buying a 10-piece. I thought you was just gonna go buy some Wingstop.
No, I'm buying the franchise. Yeah. I'm gonna start a franchise.
Oh,
it only takes a million.
I still buy
so
Chick-fil-A.
I buy like 10 of them shit.
Straight up, I'm gonna buy one in LA. I'm buying one in goddamn Houston. Yeah. I'm buying one in goddamn.
Buy one in Detroit.
ATL.
I'm going to put one in Atlanta. I'm going to put one in Monticello, goddammit.
Well, shout out to Detroit.
I'm
starting
to
in and out
somewhere that they don't got to in and out.
It's a random
Detroit.
Ass spot. Yeah.
Like, I like to stay
Chandler,
in Yips, Atlanta.
Arizona,
yeah,
Chandler, Arizona.
Like,
you get in and out.
Because I'm close to Detroit. Enough. Enough.
Shout out to Ipsy.
Shout out to Ipsy. They got a good little taco spot out there.
What car are you going to get? Oh, Ferrari. Was it like F488? I'm getting that damn thing.
Like,
that's like my dream car. I wanted that shit since I was like 10.
I used to tell people all the time, you know I made it if I pull up in a Porsche Panamera.
Ooh,
it's 2021. Bro, that shit
outdated, low key.
Outdated, low key. You need a
Bentley. I need
truck.
To change my shit.
You gonna pull up and be like, damn, P, you made it.
Right.
I'm you sell. Made it in the 2010s.
It's a 2010 Panamera, like. But now, bro. So if I get luxury car, bro, I want an Audi A7.
That Audi's hey, where to go.
That's
I want money.
A7,
you get an Audi,
bro.
You
shout
get
out
money
to Deion Bailey. Goddamn, Deion shit hard.
Is that hard?
What? Deion, he got an A6.
Custom?
That bitch cold.
All this is what you get when you get money. When you get a fake money, you get a Benz.
Facts. AKA when your me. Shit ain't really
or a Tesla. You being a Tesla now and shit. You can get money.
AKA me. I gotta look good as a coach.
Hey, your man is calm. I ain't gonna study
that
shit. That
you like
you
fuck
like
with
that
it?
Shit.
You
can
get a ride, bro.
That
I'll give you a ride.
Bro.
Where you wanna go?
Wherever.
Fake money that's trying to stunt, bro.
Oh, yeah. That shit hard.
Hey, wait. Fake money that's trying to stunt, you either getting a Benz or a Range Rover.
Oh, for sure. Range. Because this... You can pull that off.
But what's fucked up, though, you going to get an older range, though. Like, niggas, no bullshit. Niggas get some money.
You're not getting the sport range.
You're going to get the family range.
You're not getting the sport range.
You're going to get the 2012 Land Rover.
Bro, you're going to Land Rover.
Land Rover.
Car. Right, yeah, with the little wheel on the back. Like,
that's
damn.
Right. That's right. That's right.
The wheel in the, my neighbor had the wheel in the back.
Oh,
every
yeah.
day she thought she was stunning.
Just
get
in
the
case.
Fuck out.
Get your ass out of here, boy.
All right, with the same 100 mil. Where's the first vacation you going?
I'm going to Bora Bora.
Oh, bro. There you go. Oh, okay, he took it out. I'm going to Greece then.
Greece. I'm not in Greece for you.
I'm going
bro,
to Tahiti.
What? Greece.
Ain't
nice.
In Greece for
you,
bro. You
know what? Athens, you might not come home. You
let me tell you. I'll tell you where to go.
Where are we going?
You ain't even got to go that far.
Where?
Take your ass to Catalina. You going to think you in a foreign
bro,
country.
Bro, I just went to Catalina.
You going to think you in a foreign country.
Hey, I was just there this weekend.
You going to pull up on Catalina and think you in a foreign country. You going to look around?
Yeah.
This is Greece. And the water's still blue.
Hey, that's the funny thing. I posted on my Instagram, and I was like, first I was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
The next one, I was drinking wine, and I was
bro,
like,
I'm
in Athens. I'm
like, how
are
you?
Greece.
Yeah.
How'd you put that?
I got someone. I'm like, Fern is not in goddamn Puerto
Fern
Rico.
Traveling.
For now, here.
Wait. I said Tahiti. Fuck that. I'm going to Monte Carlo during the F1 series. Mm. Where all the money at.
You going to watch that shit? Mm.
No, I'm there for the parties.
No, I might want to go to Houston for oil week. All the oil
bro,
tycoons
Houston,
go to the
my favorite
club
city,
down
bro.
In Houston.
Go to Toronto for Carabana.
Houston, my favorite city.
Over your
it's the food and the
bro,
man,
you got
the talent out
bro,
there.
You ever been to Houston? Man.
Nah,
it'll change your mother life.
I want to move to Texas, but never.
I love the H.
I love the H. Food.
You told me about this.
Clubs, hookah spots.
What?
The hookah spots crazy.
They go.
Day
they love that shit
crazy.
Out here. Listen, Prospect Park. boy.
Prospect.
You go to Prospect Park, you can have you a drink, you can have some goddamn crawfish.
Yeah.
Ooh. You can have a girl twerking on you, you could be sitting there listening to music.
And chilling.
So basically, wow, it's like a strip club.
And everybody
slash
down there is fresh.
Boiling crab.
So it's whatever you want it to be.
It's a house paradise party with a seafood boil, with a strip club.
Anytime you got seafood house boil and bad shorties, what? And drinks,
you're going crazy.
You're
fool
dunking. It's NFL.
Hey, slam fool, dunk. You going crazy, dog.
Straight up. Listen, 100 mil, I'm gonna buy a house. Where am I gonna buy a house? I'm buying a house in Houston, boy.
100 mil.
I said Vegas.
No, boy, I'm buying a house down the street from Rice University. You know why?
Rice.
Because it's nice as fuck over there.
That's Prosper, Texas.
Nah, Rice in Houston. Rice is outside of Houston. Rice in Houston.
They got a nice little school out there.
Dude,
is Prosper outside of Houston or Dallas?
I've been right to Prosper, I think.
Prosper's right outside of Dallas.
Okay. We was talking about Dallas before.
I fuck with Dallas too, but I don't want no property in Dallas.
You know, Texas is a crazy place. Texas is definitely
Texas
crazy
next
place
level, dog.
But get some shit for cheap. Get your money right out there.
Bro,
100 million get you a far away.
No bullshit. Oh, yeah.
Hey, just make sure one of y'all hit 100 million. Y'all don't need some jerseys.
Hey, Ronnie, holla at facts your boy.
Lakewood
Ronnie,
High School needs some new jerseys.
What's
enjoy
the
that 100 million, bro.
Bro, yeah. You don't even got to throw us. Bro, just throw or, five bands.
Yeah,
bro.
Five bands. Quick, get us a new jersey. New
shit
flag,
you, five bands is real for us, but think about people with real money. Oh, that shit.
Dude, that
okay
ain't shit. Niggas spend five bands in 10
in
minutes.
A day.
All right, and then last question for the 100 million, at least for me. You could take a portion of it and invest it and get ownership of any sports team.
Oh, fuck.
Shit, I'm going to be part of Cleveland. I think that's a great team to invest in.
Which one? What
only if I can have say in who we can select.
What Cleveland, though?
Yeah, oh, it's the Cleveland Browns.
Baby, the Browns, baby.
Damn, that's hard.
And they nice this year. Mm. I would have built that team even crazier. 100 million, you do a lot of things.
Dude, damn, that's a good question. I'll fuck around, fuck with goddamn shit. Shit, I probably want to be around something that
you look like you would put your money in the Cardinals or something.
Let the instrumental play while
yeah,
you think
you,
about
you
that.
You want to do some spinning fast and some wild shit. Go
no
to Cardinals.
Bullshit. I do soccer, bro.
Oh yeah,
I
soccer
put my bread in LAFC. Yeah. On some random
but would that be real? Would that be real good investment for you specifically? Because
yeah,
you don't know shit about no fucking soccer.
I don't.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. I'm gonna learn that shit.
You think Will Ferrell?
Would you enjoy
Johnson
that over putting some money into your favorite NFL team? Probably not.
But think how much more investment.
That'd be lit though.
That'd be crazy.
You go to the Raider game, you really calling the shots and shit. That shit hard because you know football.
But listen, you don't know
no goddamn
soccer. What you said earlier though?
You don't even know what they chanting.
LA FC. Bro, no. But what you said earlier though?
Black and
sports,
gold.
Sports is half entertainment.
Half entertainment. You right,
bro? You gotta go to the LAFC game,
bro. LAFC.
That shit fun.
That shit goes crazy.
I went in July.
I don't understand the language though.
You don't got to
speak
English. Bro, listen, you ain't even
they'll actually teach you at the game.
Is it better than a 3rd and 12 with the game on the line?
Yeah.
No.
Hell no.
I think
no.
So. Cause yeah. Cause if yo
3rd and 12 with the game on the line?
What, for as a fan?
As a football connoisseur.
Dude.
Let's talk about that environment as a fan.
I went to the USC. I went to the USC Texas game. In 2018, 2017, Texas versus SC. No, it was Texas versus SC. It was a regular season game. They went to overtime, boy.
And that shit was
that's
lit.
When they had Rojo. SC had Rojo.
RIP. No, that's
Jovi Knight. SC had Rojo. He played for Tampa now.
Yeah.
And then
he done nice too.
Cold. And then Texas had
the other road.
Who was before Sam Ehlinger? Garrett Gilbert.
Swoops.
Garrett Gilbert.
Oh, that's way
before he
that's
transferred.
Way, yeah, that's way back.
Yeah, before Garrett Gilbert transferred.
That's
to
when
SMU.
He played in the championship versus
yeah,
Bama.
Yeah, dude. That game
that was
crazy.
McCoy's years. Yeah, that was a crazy game.
Bro, that was a crazy game.
But
dog,
those are games you remember forever, though. Football
hell
is something
yeah
you remember forever. I don't think I could say the same about other sports, but football, every game, every player that I had, everything that I've done in football, I can remember. I can recite right now.
I'm gonna put some money
I
on
think that's different than basketball.
Yeah, I hate the fan base and I hate the team, but the Bills, because they got the that fan base crazy.
Hey, and Marshawn,
so what
Marshawn
makes
Lynch talks big about Buffalo.
But what makes their fan base different than or or what's that piece that they have that, for instance, we don't have?
Okay, so you, all right, you mentioned, what else am I going to do on a Saturday? In Buffalo, it's, what else am I going to do on a Sunday?
Yeah, and they fans, and then like, what other teams
are you going to do?
Shit,
in Buffalo, how many more teams do you have?
What is there to do in Mother?
Which one is it?
Sabres hockey.
Yeah, that's it. That's one. If you think about it, like you said, there's only one other professional team
there's
out there.
There's nothing to do in Lakewood.
Man, we're talking about NFL. Wait, hold on.
Well, I try to tie it back into what we're doing because I'm trying to make some money, bro.
Factual.
I think you deserve a nicer chain.
I do.
Burn. You deserve. You deserve a nicer chain and some nice stuff going on.
A thick joint.
And I think
big
that...
Ass
and that cute... That but, Dion piece.
That Dion Bailey piece.
Bro, we gotta get Dion on the show, bro.
But what else... But what else... What else can we add to it, though? If you think about it, I mean, as a coach...
Yeah.
We put a lot of time in. We know what we talking about.
Booster Club. Think of it. You go down the street, you could go watch a Bosco. Or you have, like, all these other high schools in the Moore League.
But
who you think is more invested in their kids, Bosco or
No, yeah,
else?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, as a fan.
But
yeah.
Think about what Bosco has. But think about what Bosco has.
Resources.
Private school.
Money.
We got money. Whoa, chill. Lakewood got money.
Yeah.
3,500 kids.
We got Ronnie Stanley money.
Facts.
Yeah, ain't no many people got Ronnie Stanley money. Shout out Ronnie.
Ronnie, pull up. We need to get Ronnie on the show. Listen,
he's about to be blocking his ass off for a minute. He got to earn that 100 million.
We about to do like all the smoke, bro. Who do y'all want to see on the show?
Yeah, who y'all want to see?
That y'all got to help us get on the show.
My boy, he was on Tube show way back. Ryan Pope. Yeah, I not gonna lie, I haven't kept up too much. He was on the Rams roster like 2 weeks ago, so not sure if he's still on there. Yeah. But hey, if he make it on the roster, like he said, it's gonna be a while before he get on here. But I want to see my boy Ryan Pope. Hey, straight out of Lakewood High School and Long Beach City College, went to San Diego State. Went to San Diego State. Did his thing. He's been in the league.
And that, you know what's so crazy about that is that journey is like it's something different. That not everybody is willing to take.
Facts. Yeah, facts.
To think of you being at LBC and one day you'll be in the league, 99% of people don't even
think
that.
Bro, he only played football his
like,
senior
that shit's
year.
Over with once you get there.
His senior year and 1 year in JUCO made it to a D1 scholarship.
That shit is crazy.
Wow.
And some guys are just built like that.
Yeah,
you know, I've I've been around players that are just automatic 3 and out. You just look at them, it's like you a 3 and out guy. Bro. You don't have to do nothing else.
You're blessed.
You're fucking blessed. Just like you're a freak of nature or something.
Yeah. Nothing's going to go wrong for you.
And the mentality's different. You know, I don't even think it just goes down to what does it all mean for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you really trying to get out of it? Some guys, it takes less effort than others, and it may piss you off. Because you're like, man.
Like,
I'm out here every fucking day.
Like, what's the deal with me? Like,
and but the thing is, you gotta have that singular focus and confidence in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's hard as you go because you stick so much into comparing yourself to other people. But honestly, like even in my case, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I had no idea that I can get a chance for Notre Dame. I didn't even know about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Shit. To even be living in California, that's the furthest I can even be from the crib.
Yeah.
And I'm living out here on the
podcast.
You're
literally the furthest away.
The furthest away. Like, I can see the water if I drive 15 more minutes, you know, and I ain't never seen water in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Living in Ohio, you already know. Lake Michigan something, but
facts.
It just shows that you got to have confidence in what you're doing yourself.
Facts.
It's going to fall in place.
100%.
But, you know, it's crazier to not try than to believe in yourself that you can do it. A lot of people don't even try.
It's crazier to not try than to not even believe that you could do it.
Yeah, it ain't crazy.
Damn.
If you can think you can do it.
It's crazier to not try.
Yeah.
Than to not even think you could do it.
Right,
Cause you didn't even try.
You didn't even try.
Bro, you
and people gonna look at you like, bro, what?
I'm gonna say that shit one more time.
Yeah, say it real quick. I got some shit. Go ahead.
It's crazier to not try than to not even believe you could do it.
That's right.
Because you never gave yourself a chance. What happened?
Bro, what did you say the podcast was called? All the Smoke?
Yeah.
Bro, this dude from... You know, I told y'all I run the Lakewood Instagram. Yeah. Some dude from Mayford commented on our post and put next week. Bro, we go...
You're in trouble, Mayfair. I'll put it on record right now.
You coming to the city.
Y'all don't have enough for what we got.
You coming to the
y'all
city.
Y'all ain't swaggy enough. Y'all ain't y'all fly forget, enough. Y'all colors are ugly. We want to smoke with y'all.
We want all the smoke.
Last year, I hope you look at last year's film.
Oh,
you're
going to
see a whole different team this year. Your players ain't cooler. Your girls don't look better. We eat healthier. We stronger. We faster. And we flyer. We the best team
in
the
city. And the coaching staff is ready.
And if you want to do a 7-on-7 coaches versus coaches, we can do that too.
I'm going to be real, bro. We fried a lot of coaching staff. 100%. Bro.
And we're going to have our team ready. We want that milk bucket or whatever.
Yeah. There you go.
Mark, who would you want to see on the show?
So I'm gonna go with a heavy hitter. Shout out to Ohio. I want the CEO of Spring Hill Entertainment, Maverick Carter, on our show.
Shit. Maverick,
bro, we fucking
Carter.
Get Maverick Carter on.
We can do
show.
It. It's
damn.
A phone call away.
That's right.
It's a phone call.
Hey, Ronnie, call hit up away. Maverick,
dude.
I can get a Maverick in here. I don't know if it's Maverick Carter.
Straight up,
yeah, Tupo.
The crazy thing is, I ran into him out here in LA at a Kings game.
Damn.
I ran into him so. I went to a Kings game with work at the time.
Yeah.
And I went down to the it's the lounge that Jerry Buss built in the tunnels.
Okay.
And I'm going back there and he was like, I walked past him, I was like, oh, and I forgot how tall he was. I'm like, damn, you 6'5".
Yeah, he definitely like, not little.
Yeah, I forgot that he did play like high school varsity basketball, went D1 in basketball. I'm like, oh damn, you are tall. And I said what up to him and like that was that, but without being starstruck, because that's somebody I look up to from a sports business perspective.
Of course.
Like,
facts. Of course.
Like, yeah, you're not LeBron, but like, you somebody I could be.
Facts.
Like, you're within the crux of everything, and you still get shit done, and you are your own made man.
Yeah.
So that's somebody I go, oh, I could be like him. But to have him on this,
man.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Lately, I've wanted, I would love to have Isaiah Thomas on the show. IT.
Oh, I was like, which one? Wait, which?
IT.
Why is that though?
Just because I feel like as a person, he's always been an underdog.
Facts.
And
he has an interesting personality.
I would like to know about his like journey. Like, how do you feel like all the adversity he's dealt with?
Because I feel like he's always kind of been counted out in everything, and for him to have been an all-star with the Celtics. To go get traded, to get basically passed around, to them being out the league, you know what I'm saying?
Missed out on $100 million because he was being greedy.
Him too?
Well,
he was about to sign with Boston.
I thought they didn't
play on his hip.
He played on his hip.
Yeah, he did play on his hip.
He messed himself up,
and so
he would never get that money again.
Nah, yeah, nah.
Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder is probably feeling it too.
He blew it, boy. His wife cooked him that night. She had to. She fried his ass.
Bro, he's probably divorcing.
I think she fried him, bro.
Did she though?
Bro, you left or something. You left 95.
I think they was good before.
But you left. But you left 95 million.
He's younger than us.
If you Dennis Schroeder.
He's like 24. If you Dennis Schroeder.
Are you taking that?
Yes.
Hell no.
Bro, what?
I'm talking about taking it from your girl.
Baby, you make $90,000. Shut up.
Shit, it's that. Cause you see,
I'm like, girl,
go sit your ass down. Ain't it dinner time?
Yeah.
Like, nah, she fried his ass though. She cooked him. She cooked him. She
look,
turned
him like a softy.
She turned his blonde little spot.
But the thing is, it's like, how do you not believe in yourself enough to think you can get more than that?
He did believe in himself, but he underplayed. It's not wrong. He underplayed. You can't bet on yourself
and
not play to your best. You can't bet on yourself and flop.
I know he's hurting after that. That's sick.
He's hurting.
You lost at least $70 million on that contract.
He lost $70 million and a long term contract.
Oh, long term.
But if you never had it. Is it even anything you lost?
Kanye already said, never count money you ain't never had.
Facts.
He counted that shit.
I would have counted
that. He counted that shit.
Because I would have been doing the vote thing. I would have been like,
I'd have bought it already.
How much is this house right here in LA?
Bro, straight up.
I don't know if I live in LA with $100 million. Because I live bigger somewhere else.
Yeah, facts.
But if you
I'll go to fucking Boise. I go to Boise, Idaho, goddammit.
Idaho
like
got some nice cribs now. Sun Valley.
I go to Boise,
Shout
Idaho,
out to
live
Sun
like
Valley.
King,
if you never get a chance, make sure you visit Sun Valley one time in your life. That's where the richest people in the world visit.
If I'm living in LA with $100 million, I'm going to Malibu.
No, I'm not.
Y'all can't come to my house. Nobody can come over.
My money's going to cost that.
Yeah. I'm going. I don't know where I'm going.
But now. I just rented out to the rich
people. In South Carolina, I don't know where I'm going.
But you should
somewhere
though,
down to San Diego.
What would I do?
I'm going to lie, bro. I'm going to buy a big dumbass house in Culver City.
Ooh, fuck Culver City.
Culver City, nice. They got the good food spots in Culver City.
And y'all gonna come to the crib. Y'all gonna love kicking at my shit.
Yeah. And Culver City, the middle of everything, unless you go to
no bullshit. You right by all the you right by the freeways.
Mid City, but Mid City ain't got no houses like Culver do.
Man,
nope. All no, they got is high rise.
I'm gonna stay in the trap.
You gotta go to Hancock Park.
I'm going to Cerritos.
Silver Lake. I haven't seen Cerritos booming.
It's Cerritos booming.
If you Asian, shit.
Fuck. But still, they ain't gonna know.
Ain't nobody else over there, bro. Cerritos is a very nice place, but it ain't nobody but no Asians.
Ain't too many
over there.
Of us.
Who you want to see? Ain't too many of us over here.
Who you want to see on the show?
On the show,
you gotta help us get them though.
Oh
shit! I want to see Lamar on the show.
Lamar what?
You might be able
Lamar
to twerk that though,
Lamar
for real.
Jack, or no, I want to do Deshaun's first interview after the allegations.
Damn.
I think we should do that on his show. We should do that.
Like, yeah, no one else asking for that now.
He should come on this show, talk, give his side of the story, and we'd be open to it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think he's telling the truth.
I think he is too.
That's a lot of
he
women.
He got finesse, bro.
We talked about it a couple shows back. I think it's a Texas
he
talk.
Got finesse.
Hey, you going to get paid, you bring
the
up these allegations.
The league is a dirty place.
Think of it. Without Deshaun Watson, who's going to the Houston Texans game?
And it's a shame that they do that to a top five quarterback in the league. I think we give him the platform
top
to speak
five.
His truth.
I think it's like top
we give
four.
Him top
top five
he
and not five.
Yeah, but that's five. What I'm saying. He should have the platform to come up here, speak his truth. We catch up on our own end and just keep it real. I mean, he's the hottest thing in sports outside of his allegations, and I believe that he's right.
Yeah, bro. And I mean, listen. Y'all done talked. Y'all done listened. We done had a great ass show.
Another great show.
Listen.
I say, Malik said we had another 30, and I'm looking at the clock.
And we got there.
We had another 30.
We literally had another 30. This is our victory lap. He's spoken into existence.
It's our victory lap.
And the question before, who we wanted, who you invested your $100 million in, team?
Oh, yeah, you didn't get yours.
I said the Bills.
Oh, yeah, you said the Bills. He said the Bills.
Oh, the Bills.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. Okay.
Nah, he said the Bills.
If we were going football, if we were going soccer, it would be like an MLS team.
Yeah.
They'd be wild.
Facts.
Oh, I put my money in the Knicks. Just because I know my money spreads.
That'd be hard.
Your money actually spreads wider with the Knicks because if you invest in the Knicks, you're investing in MSG, Madison Square Garden Company, and that's a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
Okay, see, Mr. Sport.
You know the in and outs about sports administration.
He did that. So, like,
I'll throw my money to Jerry Jones, see what he can do.
Flip it.
Man, I can't. I love Jerry, but I can't give him my money.
Jerry gonna flip that shit. I trust Jerry with some bread.
Dallas Cowboys number one sports business in the world.
Bro, they got a whole campus in Irving, Texas.
You saw
whole
campus.
And Frisco
is
dumb, too.
Bro, I've been there.
Damn.
Yeah. I've been there.
Oh, you seen it?
Yes.
Wow.
I had drinks at their bars there.
Question. How far is Frisco from Dallas? I've never been.
Frisco, it's like
45
Frisco
minutes.
Facility.
Like how many?
Like 40, like
maybe
30, 45
minutes. That'd be what I would do. $100 million, I'd buy a facility like that for Lakewood High School.
And go crazy.
Living that month.
Listen. We fuck with y'all. We love y'all. We know y'all enjoy listening to us. We had Malik on here, back at it. Yo. Two episodes in a row. We had Fern on here, you know, fan favorite.
Yo. Oh,
your Mark, boy Mark is back.
Mark came back. Pulled up.
Fresh
you know
cut.
What I'm saying?
The one.
Yo. Listen. Yo. But this ain't the last of the four of us.
This is not.
It's not, man. But
get ready for football season. This is gonna be a lot of this.
Football season has arrived. You know what I'm saying? Both high school, college, NFL. So we just want y'all to keep tapping in. We got the new night, the new day, Wednesday night, 7:30. We still live on YouTube. We still live on the app.
Yep.
And if you miss us, we gonna shoot you the link to listen to us on Apple or Spotify. It don't even matter.
Anywhere else you get your podcast, baby.
Yo. You understand me?
We take your full donations too.
Straight up. If you want to sponsor us, do so, because we'll shout your company out.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
You understand me?
We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Come on now.
We bringing the hottest takes each and every week, and we might even drop a little gem on you one day.
Hey, yo. But this is Sports Talk with Mark and DP.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fern. Shout out to Malik.
Yup.
Peace. Love, blessings. We are out of here.
We are like we're strong.
Let's get it.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. then you gotta check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial. Twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel your best at home with Brilli Wellness Lighting. Light bulbs and fixtures engineered to boost energy, improve sleep, even kill viruses and bacteria. Available online and at select Target stores. Learn more at BeBrilli.com. That's BeBrilli.com.